Well, there's a chance a lot of families and friends gathering tomorrow will be sharing memories of teen heartthrob David Cassidy, who died Tuesday night of liver failure at the age of 67. After his initial huge success in the 70s, he didn't necessarily like the title teen heartthrob. NPR's Chris Benderev reminds us he tried to remake himself.
If you only remember David Cassidy a little bit, there's a good chance that's because of this song. It was the biggest hit for the band made famous by its own TV show in the 1970s, The Partridge Family. The song's called I Think I Love You. It featured a young David Cassidy's vocals, and it made teenage girls fall in love with him. Cassidy was born in 1950 in New York City, the son of two performers, Jack Cassidy and Evelyn Ward. After his parents divorced, his dad married singer and actress Shirley Jones. And Jones would go on to portray David's mother on The Partridge Family, which debuted in 1970. The show's about this musically talented family led by their widowed mother. She drives them around in a big brightly colored bus, pursuing fame.
All right, kids, this is Vine Street. Battle stations, everyone.
The show was a hit, but the vibe, at a moment of counterculture, was definitely family-oriented.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
Ann Powers, who's a music critic for NPR, was totally into David Cassidy at the time.
I don't know, he was like, he just had a sexy thing going on that appealed to teenagers, you know, and his vocals were kind of husky and emphatic.
The 1950s had been a big decade for teen idol music stars. Then, in the 1960s, it became more about bands who wrote their own music, like the Beatles and the Stones. By the 1970s, Ann Powers says, a new generation of teens were ready for Cassidy.
David Cassidy, like, really re-energized the teen idol industry. You know, there were magazines, there was obviously the TV show.
After the TV show became a hit, Cassidy seemed to want to shed his good boy image. And he did that most memorably in 1972 when he posed semi-nude for Rolling Stone.
You could see a little pubic hair, so that was quite scandalous.
After the show ended in 1974, Cassidy had a moderately successful solo music career. As an actor, meanwhile, he wanted different kinds of roles, but he felt typecast.
They're merchandising your name and your face and your likeness, and I felt kind of robbed of my identity.
This is David Cassidy speaking to NPR in 1981.
There was a time when I stopped working. I left the business for about three and a half years. I just found myself pretty much a recluse.
David Cassidy moved on to theater in the 1980s. And later, in the 2000s, he went public about his struggles with alcohol and drugs. 2 years ago, he went bankrupt and was also involved in a hit and run. And then, earlier this year, he talked openly about his decline into dementia. David Cassidy is survived by two children and his stepmother, Shirley Jones. Chris Benderev, NPR News.